Our policies. Chapter 1. Evidence. Developing an evidence-informed culture. Policy 1. MSKR advocates a rollout of the Oxford EVP framework, with each clinician's involvement evidenced in personal appraisals and integrated into performance measures.
Policy 2. MSKR will aim for all MSK service providers to ensure at least 5% of clinical staff's working week is for protected learning time. Approximately 2 hours full-time equivalent, to be annualised and stated in job descriptions.
Policy 3. MSKR propose a move to cooperative contracts between universities and service providers for each MSK service employing 20 or more clinical staff.
Policy 4. MSKR will encourage universities to grant full literature access to a named research champion in all services employing 20 or more clinical staff.
Reducing unwarranted variation in clinical practice. Policy 5. MSKR will promote the need for additional NICE guidelines relating to MSK disorders.
Policy 6. MSKR propose increased use of knowledge translation strategies.
Policy 7. The MSKR Evidence Working Group will be available for consultation with MSKR spokespeople, journalists and members of the public interested in wider promotion of best practice.
Measurement and accountability. Policy 8. MSKR advocate mandating the universal use of patient-orientated outcome measures in UK MSK healthcare.
Policy 9. MSKR support Clinical Audit Awareness Week and pledges to produce specific MSK service audit resources as well as examples of MSK service audits to coincide with Clinical Audit Awareness Week on an annual basis.
Narrowing the clinical academic divide. Policy 10. MSKR advocate for the development of more clinical academic posts across the UK.
Policy 11. MSKR proposes the development of an up-to-date directory of resources for MSK funding streams.
Policy 12. MSKR support the proliferation of open access journals and will lobby for a reformed business model to improve clinicians' access to evidence.
Patient-centred decision-making. Policy 13. MSKR propose accessible mechanisms for patients to contribute to service audits and research projects relevant to their condition, circumstances and interests.
Policy 14. MSKR support the integration of patients into decision-making structures in order to improve patient-centred care and governance in MSK services.
Chapter 2. Governance. Creating robust systems. Policy 1. MSKR recommend that the physiotherapist be included in the CQC list of registrants required to be registered under the regulated activity of treatment of disease, disorders or injury.
Policy 2. MSKR advocate for the development of an accreditation process from which MSK services can aspire to a quality standard mark.
Policy 3. MSKR proposed that all providers of MSK services mandate governance training into their induction programmes and ongoing mandatory training.
Policy 4. MSKR support the integration of clinical governance education in every level of MSK courses.
Policy 5. MSKR advocate for the development of a national MSK clinical governance framework, which is applicable to all who practice in the MSK speciality.
Creating accountable clinicians. Policy 6. MSKR propose a phasing out of the current continuing fitness to practice process for physiotherapists and HCPC registered MSK professions.
Policy 7. MSKR recommend a mandatory annual appraisal as a requirement for all MSK practitioners, which will include agreed supporting evidence aligned to HCPC or subsequent regulator standards.
Policy 8. MSKR recommend that all annual appraisals should be uploaded onto an HCPC or subsequent regulator database to ensure compliance assurance.
Policy 9. MSKR propose that for revalidation, the HCPC or subsequent regulator should audit 2.5% of a registrant's submitted appraisals against compliance standards.
Policy 10. MSKR propose that each HCPC fitness to practice audit should include a declared percentage of registrants from a variety of settings and be represented by a percentage from each of the 48 counties in the UK.
Chapter 3. Education. Clinical education quality. Policy 1. MSKR propose a clinical educator online learning resource to support clinical educators offering MSK placements.
Policy 2. MSKR advocate for a respected MSK educator credentialing process to be developed.
Clinical education quantity. Policy 3. MSKR propose a promotional campaign which highlights the positive impact of student placements on productivity of MSK services.
Policy 4. MSKR advocates a universal code of conduct detailing the responsibilities of higher education institutions, clinical educators, students, and service providers before, during, and after student placements.
Graduate skill gap. Policy 5. MSKR propose a formal universal preceptorship pathway for graduates aspiring to MSK excellence.
Policy 6. MSKR propose a process for MSK professionals who have been long graduated to complete the credentialing element and engage with the mentoring component of the preceptorship programme detailed in the previous policy.
Chapter 4. Excellence. Defining excellence. Policy 1. MSKR propose that clinical excellence is delivered by clinicians who value patient-centred care, a holistic biopsychosocial model, communication skills, empowerment, clinical reasoning, evidence-informed care, lifelong learning, reflective practice, critical thinking, and shared decision-making.
Achieving excellence. Policy 2. MSKR proposes a central digital library of best practice guidance for common MSK presentations that are efficiently peer-reviewed for quality, clarity, and brevity.
Policy 3. MSKR propose a promotional campaign to highlight the unifying nature of functional rehabilitation as a core component of healthcare.
Policy 4. MSKR propose a review of the term chartership as used in physiotherapy and of the criteria required to qualify for chartership.
Policy 5. MSKR advocates for all MSK job roles to be accessible by professionals who can demonstrate that they meet the criteria outlined by the role, regardless of profession.
Chapter 5. Influence. Influencing clinicians. Policy 1. MSKR proposes a trusted communication infrastructure for private professional discussions with accountable users and administrators.
Influencing media. Policy 2. MSKR will develop and support a credible network of media-trained MSK experts available to journalists, producers, and broadcasters.
Policy 3. MSKR will respond with a press release within 48 hours to news stories related to the MSK field. This is to ensure that an expert take on the matter is made available as a supportive or counter-narrative.
Policy 4. MSKR will host quarterly update sessions for journalists and other media personnel in which developments and insights in the field of MSK practice will be shared and accurate stories encouraged.
Influencing patients. Policy 5. MSKR advocate the involvement of patients as equal partners in all MSK projects, organisations and research studies.
Policy 6. MSKR propose further promotion of first-person patient advocacy and the sharing of public experiences with MSK care.